A loophole in a federal student loan program is helping lenders reap billions of dollars in excess profits at taxpayers' expense. President Bush, along with congressional Republicans and Democrats, agree that the program is a waste of money. But as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports, nobody seems to be able to stop it.
This is one of those rare issues in Washington about which there is consensus. Luke Swarthout of U.S. PIRG, a public interest group, characterizes the situation this way.
American taxpayers are being ripped off to the tune of about $1 billion a year.
Here's the background. In the 1980s, to help make college loans more available, Congress passed a law that guaranteed student loan providers an interest rate of 9.5%. Since then, interest rates have dropped dramatically, but the government is still making up the difference, guaranteeing that 9.5% interest rate.
In the last couple of years, when interest rates have been around 2 or 3%, the idea of being able to make a government-guaranteed 9.5% return on anything is a gold mine.
Robert Shireman directs the Institute for College Access and Success, a nonprofit education think tank. He says that in 1993, Congress ended the subsidy, though it continued to guarantee the 9.5% rate on existing loans. 3 years later, the Department of Education ruled that lenders could cycle some new loans through their old portfolios and cash in on that same high interest rate. Shireman says that loophole is worth about $1 billion a year in interest payments, guaranteed by taxpayers.
Waste like this is money that could be put toward increasing financial aid for college. Here's a clear way that they can cut off a loophole, take these billions of dollars, and put them straight into financial aid.
The government says some 37 lenders holding $5 billion worth of loans continue to cash in. The biggest player is a Nebraska-based company called Nelnet. Company officials declined to do a taped interview for this report, but Nelnet says it supports reform that would close the loophole to fund other student aid programs. Shireman calls that statement laughable.
They've got $3 billion in loans with 9.5% interest rates guaranteed by the federal government. Their so-called reform would stop them and anybody else from creating any more. But, you know, they don't need any more. They're rich.
In Washington, just about everyone agrees that the loophole should be closed, but nobody, it seems, can do it.
Everybody has an excuse on this issue. I think that's what's really difficult for me to understand.
That's Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington State, who tried unsuccessfully to close the loophole with an amendment to the appropriations bill, but Republicans voted it down. They, too, favor closing it, but say it should be done in the higher education reauthorization bill. But that is stuck in committee and won't be ready until late next year at the earliest. So Senator Murray says that leaves it up to the Bush administration, which says it too wants to end the subsidy.
The administration could, with a stroke of the pen, have changed this, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when they realized this kind of money was going out, and they have not done it.
A GAO report concluded the Bush administration could change the law. But Brian Jones, legal counsel for the Department of Education, disagrees and says it's up to Congress.
While we may wish to see a lot of policies changed at the Department of Education, we are simply not empowered to wave a magic wand to change interpretations of our regulations willy-nilly. That's just not the way government works.
Or, as some are saying about this story, that's just the way government doesn't work. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.